Yeah, the Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes. There you go, you might hear that clumping around in the background.
Yeah, Jim's moaning again. No, would you do your job on time and all? He has this obsession with me having to be here on time every single morning.
Yeah, you're right. It's a constant battle, isn't it?
It's a constant battle, it really is. I said it to Tara, I says, what's that? There he is. I says, I suppose Loudmouth wants me to be on time again. I says, unbelievable.
The abuse you get in here. Surely this goes down as workplace bullying.
Yeah, I think it should. You're right. I'm glad you finally identified it.
Me being bullied by you. He's in there expecting me to be on time.
Unbelievable. I'm literally outside. It's 8 minutes past six. I'm in at six. And there he is, harping on. Do you want to do your job today?
Unbelievable, I swear to God. Labour Relations Committee, we're going to have to get in here.
Anyway,
listen, morning, folks. Welcome along. Thursday morning, 20th of June. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And it looks like a cracking morning out there at the moment.
Beautiful, yeah.
I tell you, it's a shame. I mean, I had a look at the old app and there's a few droplets.
It's just these same few droplets. They're going up and down over the last week or so. And it's ruining an otherwise perfect day.
It would look like it was going to be glorious. Warmish as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is warm now. Yeah. It is definitely warm. Before Tara comes in and gives out to me again for, you know, changing me tune on that one.
Yeah, Derek is out and about enjoying it. Derek, the taxi driver in Soares, he's taking Bella to the park for a quick one.
Go on, Bella. Wait a minute. Is Bella a dog?
Bella's a dog, and they're going for a brisk walk. One in Port Marnock.
That's good to hear, yeah.
Good stuff.
Because I was thinking there's more appropriate places for you and somebody else to be doing a quick something else.
Anyway, JP this morning. He was wondering if we saw that video of the naked guy wandering around in Dublin.
I did see that.
It's everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
What's going on there?
He also wondered, was there any relation to you?
To me?
Yeah. That's what he says. I'm wondering, is there any relation?
Well, I tell you something now. You're as bad as Jim McCabe. Bullying in the workplace.
Morning to English Ian. Morning to Greg and Ballinasloe. He's on now day four. Are we going to get this every day, Greg? Are we?
We are.
Day four of 3 weeks off.
Oh, my God. Although, look at the way, you see, this is how he knows we're going to keep reading it out. I'm on day four of 3 weeks off. I'm up at this ungodly hour to listen to PJ and Jim, the two-time Imro winning award winning breakfast show. And because, you know, kids. Well, if you left Appin out now, you.
Unless
he's saying that we're the kids.
Well, there's a touch of that too, you know.
There is, yeah.
Yeah. I suspect, though, his real reason is the kids. And Dan is away on Jolliers. Well, he will be tomorrow at least.
Go on, Captain Dan. Fair play,
Dan in Cork. Off for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Jim Jammy. That's amazing. That's like 2 weeks. That's what, like almost a fifth of Tara's yearly allowance of holidays, is it? That's a good break.
I'll tell you something. You're on thin. You want to be careful there. She could, but she was, you know.
I actually need to
be careful. Sporting an injury.
And there's no reason for me to be saying. She's actually been lovely to me this morning. We're having chats and all in the kitchen and everything. And now look at me coming in. I'm an awful little fecker.
Morning, lads. The other JP here driving from Castletown Bear to Little Island.
Oh, very nice, yeah.
The other JP, eh?
Little Island. There's one of those chopped salad places in Little Island now. You know those places that we have a tendency to. I was going to say knob a chicken out of. That's a weird thing to say. I meant to grab a chicken.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know why that word came.
I'll tell you something. Do not drag me into your bizarre world.
Yeah, I don't know.
Knobbing a chicken.
Is there just something a chicken?
What is that?
There's Brits use that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to completely disassociate myself from any remarks made by PJ Gallagher.
Hold on a minute now. I wasn't talking about it in the context of contextualizations. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say knob a chicken. That's a weird thing to say.
It is a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
And I think you need to think deeply about it.
Knob a chicken. Sorry, that's what I was trying. I knew there was something down there.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah, I knew if I shook
the
head.
There was an N and a B in
there. The right word would rattle around. Knob a chicken. That's what I meant to say. Knob a chicken is obviously a different thing altogether.
It's a completely different thing. We're going back to Derek and Swords. Anyway, and Margaret.
Hello, Margaret. Me.
Good morning to you, Margaret.
Lovely morning from Ice, says Margaret.
Very nice indeed. Beyonce, Single Ladies, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 16 minutes past 6 o'clock, about to get stuck into the birthdays. Better just quickly mention that Elf Terry's off on his jollies as well.
Morning,
lads. Hotel sorted, ticket sorted. Anfield, Friday, 9th of August.
Man's obsessed, isn't he?
He's obsessed.
Man's obsessed, so he is, yeah.
Absolutely
I
obsessed.
Suppose this year's your year as well, isn't it, Terry? Yes, it is.
Anyway, enjoy, Eltel.
Enjoy, have a good one. You and Abby.
Here we go. Right, birthdays for you. Let's take you back to your childhood. Bit of nostalgia now. You'll get a nice warm glow here, PJ.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I'm into that now.
Here we go. This bloke's birthday.
I'd like you to welcome Mary Frances. Welcome to Anything Goes, Mary.
Thank you very much, Angus.
Will we call you Mary Frances or Mary Frances or
whatever
Frances?
Whatever you want. MF if you want.
Okay. And what have you got in store for us this morning?
I'm going to read you a story this morning, and then we're going to have a song together with Angus.
Okay, and we'll also have a look back at Portumna 85, which is that marvellous scout jamboree during the summer.
Oh, tell you, kids don't know they're born nowadays.
A look back on the scout jamboree.
Yeah, and
like,
a story.
Like reeling in the years for preteens.
And a story.
Unbelievable. And a story.
From whatever her name was.
From Mary Frances.
Mary Frances.
There you go. I tell you something, that's the way to do it.
And a song. Don't forget the song.
Or MF, even if you want.
MF, if you want to make it
and
easy.
Imagine. That's brilliant, isn't it? And I used to love that show when I was a young lad.
Anything Goes.
Anything Goes. Of course, that's Angus McAnally,
Yeah.
The man with the mad odd socks. That was his thing, wasn't it? He never wore the same pair. Or he did wear
And the Leo Sayer haircut.
That was the job, yeah. I love that. He's a gas man. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure I've ever met him in
reality. Oh, I've met him a load of times. I actually gigged with him a couple of times.
He fancies himself as a bit of a crooner as well, isn't he? He's a singer.
He's a very good singer.
He does all that.
He's a very good singer. And I tell you this, and something I didn't know until I gigged with him.
Yeah.
He's a great stand-up.
Is he?
A fantastic, fantastic stand-up. I did a gig with him, no messing, in Gibney's in Malahide many years ago now, it's more. Jesus, Jim, it's the guts of 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he turned up. And it was me and other stand-ups at the time, 20 years ago. I mean, I was in me...
You were in your pump.
I was in me early 20s, you know. Too cool for anybody. Yeah. Me bleached hair and me baggy underpants and whatever it is. And then he came along and we were thinking, yeah, this will be... He was brilliant.
Wow.
Absolutely brilliant.
And
yeah.
It wasn't sort of like, you know, my mother-in-law. It was like proper stuff.
No,
was
it wasn't my mother-in-law at all. No, there was lots of stuff now that would feel dated. Now, maybe 20 years on,
talking
about how your bank manager died and you loved hearing it and all stuff like that. So anyway, whatever.
Right.
But it was great stuff. He was brilliant. Like,
oh my god, there's nothing he can't turn his
nothing
hand
he can't
to.
Do. And
why did he jack the stand?
If only we could go back to the days of. I don't know. I think he's he's been in. I don't know. He writes shows and everything now.
Yeah.
And
he's
still
more
talented
than
a bit of radio and all of that and everything. I think. Gas man. And what was I going to say? I was in the middle of a sentence and I interrupted myself. Totally interrupted myself there.
Fantastic. It's a rare gift you have.
Shut up, PJ. Fucking easy when you're in the middle of something.
Will I leave the two of you to have a conversation?
Well, no, we'll sort it out later. I'm upset with your man now. Right. You're a fella in my head. right, I got to say Angus McAnally. I do love the way you can start a children's TV show like that. Like you're starting the Late Late Show, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Coming up today on the show, we have a look back to the famous scouting jamboree
of 85.
Of 85. It's brilliant, isn't it? You won't want to miss that. Mary Frances in to tell a story. Mary Frances, how you getting? Good.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Yeah. That's really all Mary Frances had going on. She expected him to come in a bit sooner. Because she went, like, you know, going to read a story and sing a song with Angus. That's it.
Yeah.
She was hoping, you know.
Right.
Yeah, don't leave me hanging here, Angus. Yeah. That's all I've got is a song and a story.
You can keep the old show moving there, Angus, now. Talk about the socks. Well, I got to say, Angus McAnally now then. Oh, right. He's in his... Well, I might feel bad about saying it. I think he's well into his 60s now. I'd say he's about 66.
Oh, 64.
Oh, right, okay.
Decent effort. Decent
not
effort.
Not bad.
There. Right, okay. Nicole Kidman, the lovely Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. Well, the woman who came unscathed out of a marriage with Tom Cruise. That must have been tough.
Yeah.
Because Tom Cruise is supposed to be a lovely fella by all accounts. But if you're married to him, he seems to be a complete and utter lunatic.
Yeah. The thing with Tom Cruise is he seems polite. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he
very
does
polite.
Seem polite.
Yeah.
But then it seems a little bit
something contrived or mad about.
Exactly.
I told you about my sister meeting him. Like, I've told you that story.
Yeah, you were saying on the Late Late.
He remembered every single person working on the Late Late Show by name. Like, not now everyone's going, so yeah, so I. No, not like Ryan Tubby, the director. Like, everybody.
Yeah.
Like, the lads delivering the water and the young work experience person who was probably only getting shouted at or whatever. He remembered all of their names after the interview and something about them. Shook all their hands personally and walked out. My sister was like, that's the most impressive thing I've ever met. Nicest man in the world. I was there going,
wow.
Ask Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Ask her.
Or the other one. What was the other one? Katie, what's
Katie
name?
Holmes. Holmes. Yeah, because both of them seem to think he's absolutely lunatic out of his mind, Ricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the difference. You're right. I'd say.
Plus, Nicole Kidman had to act in that.
It's a Scientology thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Nicole Kidman had to act in that film where she had to listen to Tom Cruise doing an Irish accent.
Yeah.
So she had a particularly bad time of it.
Can I be honest about something?
Go on then.
I love that film. Far and away.
Now stop, will you? Don't start that now because you're starting.
Is that what it's called?
You're starting to upset me.
I love that film. I
look,
do.
My sciatic nerve is starting to rear up now because of you talking about that.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but Jim, you're going to have to take responsibility for your sciatic nerve when it comes to this because I love that film.
Do you?
You know that part when he looks around at her and he's after having a fight or a race or something. I can't remember what it is.
A fight or a race.
One of them things, yeah. Something very manly.
Something you can win.
And he looks around at her and he says, "You're a corker, Shannon." You know that line? You're a corker, Shannon.
Exactly. He doesn't do it as well as you just did it there.
Yeah, how would he do it? You're a corker, Shannon.
You're a corker.
You're a corker, Shannon.
Are you sure he didn't throw Begorra into it, no?
Yeah, something like that. But that line is one of the funniest things. I love that line.
So you actually love it for all the wrong reasons. You love laughing at it, not with it.
Bloody great film. Great movie.
Right, how old is the lovely Nicole Kidman?
Oh, yeah, I was going to give you Tom Cruise's age. Nicole Kidman is 52.
Yes!
Ah, thank God. It's been a while.
Well done.
A while since I got one.
52. Right. Lionel Richie, your favourite.
Love Lionel Richie.
Good old Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie. You know what I love about Lionel Richie?
He's on every day. That's what you love.
I know. He's on every day here. You know that. But Lionel Richie is a Freemason, right?
Is he?
Lionel Richie's a Freemason, but he's also a conspiracy theorist. He doesn't believe the Americans are on the moon.
Wow.
That's what I love about him. So you know the way conspiracy theorists always think Freemasons are off being mental and doing weird things.
And running the world.
Yeah, when they're actually just a bunch of lads having a barbecue or whatever, right?
Getting together just so they can dress up and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, right, or whatever it is. And so he's into that. And at the same time, he goes, "Yeah, but listen, those Freemasons were grand and all, but those Americans have never been on the bill." Like, I love the way it's the best contradiction ever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I think he's a gas man.
Don't get me wrong. Us Freemasons, we're grand. But I don't believe in us.
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, as a Freemason, I can tell you this. I think Freemasonry is a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, there's something going on. Yeah, he's great, Greg.
Oh, wow.
But Lionel Richie, I mean, honestly.
What a career, to be fair, though. The Commodores and everything, and like huge in the 80s, all night long, all that stuff.
Oh, but, dancing course, on the ceiling.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, that video.
One of your favourite videos ever.
I just can't get past it, man. Yeah. I can't get past the fact that he calls someone else and goes, "Hello, is it me
you're looking for?"
That's not how phones work, Lionel. Phones don't work that way. They don't work that way.
You see. Poor old Lionel.
Yeah, but it's no wonder he's into conspiracy theories. He thinks the phone's ringing when he's the one that's calling other people. Lionel Richie is 66.
He's actually 70.
Oh, right.
70 on the nose.
He looks well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's not bad.
He looks
not
very
bad
well.
Going for that. Right, and then just to finish, John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Great actor. Well,
brilliant actor.
Great actor. And, of course, a big part of one of your favourites, Roseanne.
Roseanne.
For years.
The best show. The second best show ever made on telly, I think.
After this?
After Cheers.
Oh.
We've never been on telly, the two of us together.
I said, no, you know, man. It's only the
internet. Well, I suppose, yeah.
The internet television.
The best show ever seen, ever since that, outside of the After Show podcast Facebook show that we put up on a Thursday. That's definitely the best since then. Definitely the best since then. And Roseanne Barr, I know she got in awful trouble and everything, but she's still very funny. I still like her. Yeah. I can't
and
help
John
it.
Goodman's great in loads of things. He's a good serious actor as well. Did you ever see him in that Cloverfield thing?
Oh, yeah.
He's good in that. You know what I mean? He's good in the serious
stuff
as well.
About that movie. That's a brilliant movie.
It is a great movie, isn't it?
Brilliant movie. Yeah, you think he's a maniac that's just kidnapped people for the whole show, and it turns out he was actually right.
Yeah, well, just for the, you know, I would have preferred you hadn't for anybody who hasn't seen the movie.
You'll love it. He's right. He's actually telling the truth the whole time. You'll love it. Definitely. Get down to your local Extravision and hire it today.
No spoilers here.
He's right. It's amazing. No, you'd never think it to look at the movie. You wouldn't. It was like when you found out Kevin Spacey was the killer in The Usual Suspects. You'd never, ever thought about it.
Yeah. And amazing. Yeah. And The Sixth Sense,
The Sixth Sense, yeah.
Very good.
I swear to you, I have a theory about that. I think they were all dead. But anyway, I've got to say John Goodman is 64.
He's 67.
Ah, fart.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one. Cheers, Tara. How are you?
Good morning. Thursday's, well, Friday's Eve even. Thursday's Eve.
Yeah.
Friday's Eve. What's not to love?
It's
glorious out there.
It is. It's a lovely morning, actually. Mm. Now, you see...
Don't say it.
Here comes the attack.
No, there's no attack. No, it's just, there is a tinge of sadness when you think of this time last year.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful morning and I don't want to do it down or anything, but like this time last year,
you were coming to work in a bikini.
Yeah.
My PJ's in half nothing this morning again.
Excuse me, he has just some shorter strides than average. That's all.
Yeah, your legs look longer this morning.
Yeah, they are a little longer, yeah.
My ankles come all the way up to the thigh this morning. We know it's not summer yet because Jim hasn't gotten his legs.
No, there's been no sign of Jim's legs at all. Yeah.
No, they'll
don't worry about it. It'll be announced in the papers and all that when it does happen. Anyway, you'll be gallivanting. Where did we establish where you're going, by the way, for your jollies next
going,
week?
I'm going to just outside Amsterdam.
Right.
And I'm going for the first time ever, although I've been a mother for nearly 17 years now, I'm going for the first time ever to one of these like camp places, which has like, you know, like a mobile home and water park, and it's got a theme park in it.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's by the beach and it's either going to be
Is this your way of saying, you know, for the first time ever, I'm going to have to take the kids with me on a holiday?
Yeah, I think it is.
They've been brought before on holidays, of course, many times over the years, but it's the first time I've ever done this type of holiday. Because, you see, I'm straddling now. My youngest is 10, and then I have a 16-year-old.
Oh, trying to keep them both happy.
Oh, well, yeah.
The girl has gone to the Gaeltacht, so she's fine. She's
oh, that's
grand.
That girl. That's her out of the way.
Yeah, right, she's sorted.
She'll come back married.
Stop. I don't want to know. I don't want to know about anything that's going on in Connemara.
Yeah, that's all someone else's responsibility for a couple of weeks.
Spoke to her last night, absolutely disgusted. The Ballantine had made spaghetti bolognese, which she's refused to eat in my house for years now, but she ate it there.
Of course, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of this going on.
That's always the way.
Yeah. So anyway, this holiday is either going to be the best I've ever had, or I'm going to spend the entire week cradling my head in my hands going, why did I do this?
So it's going to be full of activities and everything, isn't it?
There's a theme park, basically, on site. I know, yeah.
You're going to be wrecked.
I started my packet last night and I went to put my book in and I'm probably not going to get to read this book, but
I can't wait till she gets that phone call.
Tara's going to walk in and go, now, where's this famous wine rack you climb?
Stop it! Give me such a bad reputation.
Candy Staten, Young Hearts Run Free here at Classic Hits. Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping. Haven't heard that in an age.
Yeah, it's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah. That was a real anthem for a while, wasn't it?
Almost feels like you timed it perfectly after accusing Tara of climbing the wine rack on holidays.
It could well be a very famous kind of feature in that adventure park.
I think so, yeah. It might be. I can't wait till she gets...
The climbing wine rack.
When she gets that call. As soon as she gets on the holidays, you know she's going to get called from the Gaeltacht. Your daughter has been caught speaking English. And she'll be like, yeah. And the worst part is she's eating spaghetti bolognese for you.
At least you got it to eat.
Anyway, what's wrong with that? If you think I'm ruining my holiday because she's speaking the language she speaks every day, I'll be having another thing coming.
Absolutely. Listen, 087-188-0008, whatever's going on for you today. Hopefully you're in good form. It is Friday's Eve. Heading towards the weekend, you can feel us within touching distance. Actually, I meant to ask Tara whether or not the weekend had any hope of decent weather.
Oh, yeah. We could have a quick scour here.
A bit of a sniff of the good stuff for the weekend. But anyway, tell you what we have for you in the build-up to the weekend. Of course, we've got another chance for you to qualify in our Escape to the Cape 2. You know the song. We'll be telling you the time. We'll play it. And that's your window of opportunity to get in there and get your name in that draw. We'll be doing that just after 8 o'clock.
It looks like a lot of cloud over the weekend from where I'm looking here, yeah, to be honest.
So it is a case of escaping to the Cape. Although there's Magic Mike now, right on cue.
Now, don't mind this now, right? I'm going to call this out now. He has returned to the sun. Remember the last time I made a half one out of myself reading the newspaper forecast instead of the actual forecast?
Yeah, but I mean, has Mike got a good source for it?
Well, lads, the Irish Daily Mirror.
Oh, I mean, is there a more reliable source?
So it says, return of the sun, warm weekend ahead, as Ireland set to bask in best weather since Easter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's the weather been like since Easter?
Well, can I just tell you, Met.ie, the official weather people of Ireland. Right?
Yeah.
Sunday, rain in the southwest, gradually spreading to other parts. Yeah?
Yeah.
So rain, but it's going to be really warm, like 16 to 20 degrees. Right? So, and a chance on Sunday night of thunderstorms.
What?
Yep. Right? Saturday, spells of hazy sunshine, highest temperatures up to 20 degrees. Showery rain will develop in the southwest again, spreading to the rest of the country.
Unbelievable, Peter.
That's unusual.
There's Mike trying to bring a little bit of light.
Yeah, do you know why?
Joy into the hearts and minds of the people
of
Ireland.
Well, you can shut your face, because I tell you something.
That's a bit harsh, Mike.
No, because when this was literally the last time this happened, it was the other way around, right? And I said it was going to... I was doing what Magic Mike was doing, trying to spread a bit of optimism.
Right.
Right? And what did you do then? You says, oh, yeah, PJ's right. Go against the weather, people. Yeah, yeah. Of course, we should trust PJ. Now,
it's the shoe whatsoever.
Is on the other foot, right? And clown face Michael over there is the one that's taking my role. And you have suddenly decided that the actual weather is right.
And I was the one who was regarded as being a little bit narky yesterday, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I know.
Tell you something.
Tables are turned. PJ.
How's your sciatic nerve, PJ?
I tell you something. You too. This Bozo and cheeky chops.
What I've been trying to say for the last 2 minutes.
Clown face Michael.
What I've been trying to say for the last 2 minutes, in amongst the insults, is that this is quoting Met Aaron.
Well, I'd love to know what Met Aaron.
I tell you.
Met Aaron must have done an IRA and had a split during the week.
Yeah. The continuation.
Just the continuity Met Aaron and the I can't believe it's not Met Aaron groups. I've had a split.
Wow, incredible. Look at the controversy that we... You see that? They should introduce that. That should be one of the things. You know the way they say never ever speak about religion or politics?
Yeah.
Weather should go in.
In Ireland. Yeah.
Weather
in Ireland. You add weather to the list.
Needs to go in there as well. Anyway, thanks for that, Magic Mike. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Yeah, yeah. I'm so glad I came on.
Now go out there. go and take off those giant shoes and that big red nose.
Yeah. In fairness, the week he's had his car did fall apart on the way in.
Hoping flipping lashes and Dunleary.
He's gone off. He's got to juggle some corgis now. Anyway, so listen, there you go.
I didn't expect that to get as heated as it is.
I'm glad we had that conversation.
I have to tell you something.
I didn't think weather was that close to your heart.
It's not. But you bozos deciding to always take the opposing view regardless of the source is what it gets on my weather tits.
Your weather veins.
Yeah, it gets on my weather veins. That's right. Yeah, that's the one I should have said.
Anyway, tell you what else we do have. Hopefully slightly less controversial will be the hit bit. We're playing for €530. You can check it out on classichits.ie. Brilliant prize on the breakfast table quiz. That trip to the 5-star G Hotel in Galway. That's on the way. We got more tickets for Bross to give away. We got more vouchers for Smith's Toy Superstore with thanks to our Head Bombs competition, Vodafone Ireland Foundation and Childline. That's in there to be done today as well.
Beautiful.
And sure, who knows? There might be a row about the weather. No.
That's hopefully out of the way now. Hopefully.
Have you got it out of your system?
Yes, I think so.
Good stuff. Out of your weather system.
Well, look, I do. Yeah, I do. I don't know why you're kind of stirred up again. Look at you.
What?
Look at you.
Just making sure you're okay.
Tell you something.
That's my duty of care. Make sure you're okay.
Do you know something? If you were a weather phenomenon, you'd be humidity. It looks like a great day, but it's just boiling the sweat out of you.
Everything but the girl and missing here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 11 minutes past 7.
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again. What a tune.
What a song. You nearly do this story just to play a bit of that song, to be quite honest.
Exactly. But the story is actually quite the opposite to war, is it? It's all about peace.
All about peace. War and peace. That's all we talk about, let's be quite honest. Well, it's Ireland. War and peace and the weather.
And the weather,
The three things we love to talk about.
And the weather can often cause war.
As we found out earlier.
Cause
war here this morning. Oh my God. It turned me into the only reasonable person here. And turned
you into the only It turned you into a dictator.
Excuse me.
Issuing your decrees. Turned
you both into a couple of clowns. Bozo and Cheeky Chops is were nicknamed. After that ridiculous display. But there you go. That's another story. That's a story for a different time. That was a story for 20 to 7.
Let's reach out across the boundaries of weather.
Yeah, now
for
let's
a peaceful outcome.
Let's blow the pipes of peace at each other for a little second, and judge this. Go, here we go. Right, there is this global peace index is a thing, right?
Right.
So basically, they assess all the countries in the world in their overall peacefulness in quotations there, and it's improved for the first time in 5 years, which is pretty good, right? Generally, in the world,
improved in on a global.
The
scale.
World globally has improved for the first time in 5 years. So it's only marginally now. I wouldn't go losing the. you know, wouldn't go banning the bomb straight away, and we're not getting on.
Don't put your placard down yet.
Not exactly. No, not yet. Now, at the bottom of the list, at the other end of the scale, Afghanistan, the least peaceful place in the world, or on the planet, right? Moving below even Syria and South Sudan. So those places, those are the three places that there's probably great deals on holidays to. But let's be honest, nobody, like, it's got to be absolutely, you know, not exactly
so. Afghanistan is the most non-peaceful, yeah, not necessarily wars, but just non-peaceful in general.
Yeah,
Is it only
the
wars,
least peaceful place, like, on the planet, right?
Right.
Well, though, there is categories. So it's like military spending, deaths from conflict, terrorism, and the estimated cost of the economic cost of violence.
Right,
so that's
okay.
Those are your categories that sort of decide whether you're peaceful or not, right? So that's it. That's the other end of the scale. So Ireland, of course, out of the 168 countries that were listed, where did we come?
Oh, well, nowadays we'd be regarded as peaceful, wouldn't we? Surely, we must be right up there. I mean, what do we have going on, other than you and Mike arguing about the weather?
Well, before we get to Ireland, let's have a look outside at our closest neighbours, the Brits, the UK, right? They 45th, they were in the list. So not great. In fairness, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, but
they're interfering in everybody's business as usual.
Yeah.
You know, they're all out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There'd be people trying to have a pop at them
the
every
Brits
so often.
The Brits are unreal. I think there's some statistic that says there's never been a war anywhere in history that the Brits weren't involved in. You know.
Really?
Like, it's like, this is war? You're having a war?
Can I come?
Anybody need a hand?
Can I come?
Well, we've got a few rifles, don't you know? We'd love a good war. You know. So they'd be delighted to get into that.
They like that movie. Oh, what a lovely war.
Oh, what a lovely war. It really was a good one. Back in the days when it was swords and beheading the natives. So that's the deal there. The United States, though, dropped four places.
I mean, okay, right. No, it's not necessarily Afghanistan.
No.
But surely they're always on alert. They're always involved in something as well, aren't they?
128th place. They really are shocking performance by the United States.
Right.
Shocking. See, that's all got to do as well with how much they spend in their military.
It's
an awful lot, you know. Did you know the two biggest air forces in the world, by the way? Just as an aside, right? The US Air Force is the first biggest air force in the world. And the US Navy is the second biggest.
Is the second biggest air force?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that puts a bit of perspective.
The American Navy have a bigger air force than other countries.
So there is a bit of perspective on military spending when it comes to the United States. Oh. Right, so here's your top 10 list. The Czech Republic in at number 10, right?
Right.
And then it goes...
Do you want a top 10? Are you not pushed?
I kind of like having this bit of James Brown in the background.
It's actually Edwin Starr, but still, let's move on.
Is it?
Yeah.
He did a cover of James Brown. So then Japan in at number 9.
Japan
always, you know, one of those countries sort of... It's supposed to be so safe in Japan. You lose your wallet in Japan with 600 quid in it.
Well, now, yeah.
And it's all, God, when am I going to get that back?
There was a time they weren't as, you know.
Well, that's right, yeah. There's probably a few Chinese people listening in going, excuse me?
Sorry, what was that again?
Yeah. Right, so Slovenia in at number 8. Surprised to see them there. Don't know why. Just never struck me as...
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Number
I suppose it's all nowadays. I mean, obviously, they're not taking in past conflicts or anything and...
Places that have only
come into existence as a result of war.
And then there's Singapore in at number 7. Don't they still whip you?
Do they?
I think you can get a whipping in Singapore. Do they not
only,
know?
Only if they do.
Mike, I think, is warning me.
I think the kind of whipping you're talking about in Singapore, I think you might have to pay for that, PJ.
Oh, right. So you get a whipping if you're good in Singapore. So there you go. Canada at number 6, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Always.
I would have said that was a contender for number 1, Canada. But anyway,
yeah,
number 4.
I would have thought so too. Denmark, although they're connected to the States, you see. That brings the side. Denmark in at number 5, of course.
Yeah, because nobody can afford to have a war there.
Yeah.
It's too blooming expensive.
You can't even afford the peanuts with your pint over there. Austria, number 4. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's
sort of like an icy Germany, isn't
right,
it?
Yeah.
Sort of a slightly less friendly Germany.
So are we
which
number
doesn't
one then?
No, hold on, we're into the top 3. So, where does Ireland place? Portugal in at number 3. New Zealand in at number 2. And yes, number 1 starts with an I. And it ends with an L-A-N-D.
Iceland?
Yeah, the feckers got it. We're not even in the top 10. Number 12? I'm blaming the Brits.
I'm blaming the Brits.
It's Brexit. It's the border.
That's it, yeah.
It's the DUP. I'm blaming the Brits. They knocked us out of the top 10. They did. Shocker. They ruined it on us. That's what it was.
Iceland, I assume Iceland is just nobody could be bothered going out. I'm not going out fighting in this. It's absolutely it's Baltic out there.
You know, I'll go outside for one reason. Yeah. Drop myself into a geyser. That's about it. That's all they do.
Craig David, fill me in here at Classic Hits, almost 7:22. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve, Thursday, 20th of June. Good to have you with us. Turns out PJ Gallagher was right. If you need a good whipping, yeah, Singapore is the place to be.
Caning, as they call it. Whipping was probably the wrong word to use. But yeah, it is still a thing in Singapore, yeah.
Wow.
So you can be whipped, yeah. You can be caned in Singapore. So there you are.
If you're up to no good, that's a sort of a corporal punishment type thing.
Did I tell you something? Yeah, it's a thing. There's a whole list here of reasons you could be caned or whipped for in Singapore.
And have you ticked many boxes yet?
Quite a few, yeah.
Rod and Ron, Rod Stewart, Ronald Isley, This Old Heart of Mine here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 20th of June, and of course the eve of the longest day of the year as well. Tomorrow is the longest day.
Halfway through the year already, can you believe it? God, can you believe it? Amazing.
You barely get used to referring to the year as 2019 or whatever,
and it's gone. It's unbelievable. Crazy. Yeah. Mad stuff. I'll tell you what else is mad, right? Call me a digital skeptic if you please.
Digital skeptic, you.
Thank you, yeah. And I needed that. But I've always given out about Siri and all of that stuff and talking about Alexa and how it doesn't understand what I say anyway.
Yeah.
Your
famous instant with a banana.
Yeah, how many calories is in a banana? How to put a can in an iguana? You know, how to feed a panda? All this, right? So all this. Whatever. So I don't trust it and I don't use it anymore. I tried, gave it that sort of thing. Now they're saying Alexa is so smart and they're working on it to the point that it will now not just listen to what you say, but listen to how you breathe. Right?
Oh my God.
So that means that you could be walking around the house and then all of a sudden, no, not picking on you in particular, Jim. I'm just saying anyone could be walking around the house and all of a sudden you could go into cardiac arrest or some such.
Right.
Sort of ailment, right? And Alexa will know by listening to how you're breathing and how you're grunting and groaning or whatever, what's happening, and it will call you an ambulance. It'll be able to get an ambulance to come to your house and save your life. So Alexa is now your sort of health caretaker, if you will, your digital sort of nurse watching over you.
Is that not fraught with potential problems there now?
I come in from the gym and you're living in an apartment, I run up the stairs and the next thing an ambulance would arrive. Yeah. You know what I mean? Coming off from the gym, yeah, I'd be in a rush.
If it's listening to your breathing and maybe, you know, grunting and whatever, I mean, it could be a bit inopportune. Like, imagine you were involved in, I don't know, adult playtime or something. Do you know what I mean? And all of a sudden there was an ambulance at the door.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you deal with that?
I don't know. Yeah, at least you'd look like you were having a, you know,
a heart attack.
Running down with a towel around you. Hello? Yeah. Did you call us? What? No, it's it. Ah, here. I mean, yeah. I'm not great at this, but I don't need a hand.
You know, so obviously, there must be more to it than just listening to your breathing.
I guess so, but then, you know what I mean? As well, my body makes all kinds of sounds all the time.
We are very well aware of
that. Well, there you go. I'd be wondering, what's Alexa going to, how is Alexa going to decipher me, if I'm walking into the house.
When you're in the gym, you have your phone on you, do you?
No, I never bring the phone into the gym.
That's probably very wise.
Yeah, because I wouldn't do anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can't do it. But it wouldn't be, it's your Alexa in your house. That's the thing, where you feel most comfortable. I mean, if I walk past Alexa and I do a big fart, is it going to call me a pizza?
Probably.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't be into that. If it starts judging my behaviour.
You got a bit excited watching a football match. You might get a little bit irate.
Is it going to call the guards on me?
Yeah.
The guards will arrive. Can you keep it down? Who complained? Your speaker.
Yeah.
Your Alexa in the kitchen. Not even the neighbours. No, Alexa's in the kitchen. I thought you were getting a little bit mad.
Yeah. Foul and abusive language.
Thought you were being attacked. You know, this is where does it end? Yeah. Well, do we really want to be listened to that much?
So the idea is it listens to your breathing.
It listens to your breathing.
If it thinks you're in some sort of distress, it'll call an ambulance.
Apparently it knows this. They've played the sounds of people in distress and having cardiac arrest to us. They're working on it in Seattle of all places. I don't know why. And so if I don't sound like an American having a heart attack then...
Well, that's what I was just thinking. Like, if you end up with another situation similar to your banana calories thing, you know, like your version of having a heart attack might be different to this, let's say, the standard American
version.
Well,
exactly. Like an American is there going, oh my God. I can't breathe. Somebody help. and then an ambulance arrives. Yeah. I've been walking around the house. Hurt! Oh! It's and then a takeaway arrives.
Alexa is thinking, it's okay. It's just PJ in the toilet.
Just... Nat. It's not a minute.
Yeah.
A delivery man comes with a load of Jack's roll.
Yeah. That's a massive delivery from Musgraves.
Yeah, be...
industrial strength.
Jesus, who ordered this? Are you all right? Yeah, I know.
So yeah, fraught with danger.
It is fraught with danger. I just don't trust these things. I don't trust them. I really don't. There's like they're working on the universities. They say that a lot of these smartphone speakers. I don't want the speaker listening to me in the first place.
No.
You know, I know it's an amazing thing, but when I buy a speaker, I like it to be the one making the noise and not me. That's all I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? I'm old school like that.
Just have a vision of you walking out of your jacks at home and the speaker going, yeah. Been off the fibre for a while, have we, PJ?
Speaker, how long does it take you in there? What do you be doing?
Classic hits. Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit bit.
With the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Yeah, here we go. It is the hit bit. It is the chance to pick up €530.
€530 is yours in the classic hit bit this morning. If you can tell us what this is. Sounds like hitting yourself in the back of the head.
It is very short. That's
unbelievable, isn't it? Gee, it's a tough one. So there you go. £530 though. Classichits.ie, and you can listen to that little whoop anytime you want. But Sinead Benn is in Limerick, going to have a go this morning for us. Hey, Sinead.
Hi, lads. How are you?
I'm all good. What are you giggling away there at?
It's impossible, like.
It's very hard, Sinead, seriously.
That's great. In the face of adversity, you just laugh at us.
Yeah, I know.
This is ridiculous.
The last one was bad enough, but this one...
It is. This is the toughest one we've ever had.
I think so, yeah. So what made you have a go then, Sinead, if it feels so impossible? Is there something giving you a sniff?
The last one, I was morning, noon and night, pressing it all day and all night. My daughter was in the other room.
Wow.
I can listen to it.
All right.
Want to get my hair done.
Right, so, well, I tell you what. Let's get you up and out and get your hair done and let's see what we can do with this. What do you think of this, Sinead?
Look, you're after confusing me there now, so I think it's the land of confusion.
Phil Collins. Literally just played it, Michael. Could that have been an omen?
Sorry, what's your guess?
I thought it was Land of Confusion.
Land of Confusion, Genesis, Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Is that your guess, Sinead? Yeah, Land of Confusion.
Yeah.
Right.
You put
okay.
me off, you did.
Ah, right.
Yeah. Slightly put me off because that wasn't what you told me.
Sorry, Mike.
Changed my mind.
Anyway, this really is
Mike
a land.
Was from Cork.
This really is a land of confusion. It is wrong, however.
Oh no!
There you go, Sinead. You were the one pulling the puns today, by all accounts.
Right, listen, enjoy
nice
the rest
day,
of your day.
Guys.
Take care
Have
of yourself.
Bye.
See you today. Good luck. Right, bye-bye. So into Dublin this time. How are you, John?
How are you doing, lads?
Oh, good, John. Yourself?
I'm not too bad, yeah.
What's the crack with you? Anything going on?
No, not much. Just going to work. The usual grind.
Yeah, yeah. What is it gave you the inkling to have a go at this very difficult hit bit, John?
I was listening to a song the other day and it just kind of popped into my head. It's a possibility. I doubt it now.
Well, who knows?
Keep the faith.
Have a go there. We've got a few quid for you if you're right.
I think it's Brian Adams, Summer of 69.
Right. Okay. In high summer, indeed. Mike.
Oh, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but it's wrong. Please forgive me.
Oh my God.
Oh dear. John, I can only ask for forgiveness on Mike's behalf after that one as well. To be perfectly honest with you,
I'm not going to forgive him for the physical pain.
There's people wincing here, I tell you. John, have a great day. Take care of yourself, man.
John, thanks very much.
See you, John. Good luck.
Bye bye now.
Can I just say, you know the way you're going on about how this is rock hard?
Yeah.
When you eventually hear the song, you'll realise that it's not rock hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, there you go. That's as close as I think we're going to get to a clue with Mike at the moment. That's
I think
for sure.
So. Unless that's a hidden clue.
Oh.
It's not rock hard, as in it's not. No, he's laughing at me now. That's not true. Anyway, 20 to 5.
I love it when you overthink it.
I know. Right, 20 to 5, Dave, you finally can underthink it for you.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify. Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com.
Classic hits.
George Michael outside here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Friday's Eve, Thursday 20th of June at the moment. Still, I think, looks reasonably good out there. It was a cracking morning this morning around these parts. Unfortunately, the rumour is it's not necessarily going to stay all day.
No, it looks like there might be a bit of rain later on, but it is nice for the time being. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Absolutely,
I guess,
and if you can get outside, go do it. In the meantime,
start trekking across the universe.
Yeah, it's time for Ireland to, you know, to stop letting the Americans and the Russians and the whoever else,
the Chinese,
hog all the shenanigans in
hogging the stars, hogging the stars in the universe for themselves. Because yesterday, Minister John Halligan, he has launched Ireland's first ever national space strategy. The space race is on.
Excellent.
And Ireland, I was going to say, are at the front of it. The sharp end of it. And Ireland are at the blunt end of it.
Ireland are handing out the water at the back there.
We are on the space race anyway. Regardless, we've decided to try and qualify for the space race. It was so Minister Halligan, now he's the same, now look, just before we lose our minds and get all excited about this, Halligan is the same fella who offered to sort of sort out North Korea. Do you remember that?
Oh right, well that, yeah.
Remember so that? He was going to go over and sort out North Korea, and he was going to have a chat to Kim Jong-un. Do you remember that?
He's a man who likes a challenge.
Yeah, he is, definitely.
He doesn't do anything by halves. I'll sort out North Korea, then I'll put Ireland in space.
Yeah, well, that's right. And he wasn't allowed to go, though. Varadkar stepped in, remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And he said he didn't want anything beastly to happen to John Halligan. That was what he said.
Anything beastly?
Well, that's apparently, yeah. That's apparently the quote, yeah.
Fair enough.
So anyway, North Korea is a no-go area, but space, the universe, the Milky Way, the galaxy
ahead
of us. It is, this is where we're going to. Essentially, it is Ireland's way of saying to infinity and beyond.
Wow.
So now it begs the question, what are we going to do? Apparently, we've been giving over 18 million, 18.3 million to the European space programs over the last few years. Apparently, we've been up to that. I didn't know that.
Which means quid.
We could end up with Irish astronauts very soon. Now, here's what I would like to say about that.
Okay.
You know the way, if you're American, you're an astronaut.
Yeah.
That's what they call the people they send to space, is astronauts.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're Russian, they call them cosmonauts.
Yeah.
So you're a cosmonaut. That's what they call people to send to space. Surely we have to call Irish people spacers.
Yeah.
If we send our ones to space, it should be called spacers. Yeah. I want to start a campaign for the spacers, to send our own spacers into space. Not maybe on our own rockets and all that. It costs a few quid, and we've other problems to be dealing with first, I'd say, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you built a rocket in Ireland,
actually,
people rented out as a bed sit, like.
I like it. I like spacers. Or, so you've got American astronauts.
Yeah.
You've got Russian cosmonauts.
Yeah.
You'd have to have Irish believe it or nots, because nobody is going to believe you're an Irish astronaut.
Believe it or not.
So you're a believe it or not.
That's a brilliant.
I was in space, you know. What? No, you weren't. You weren't in your Barney in space.
Yeah.
I was.
Well, you know, it's Ireland. The first thing you'd be asked is if you went in space.
What's it look like?
No. How much is the price of a pint?
Yeah, exactly. Did you find the Irish bars?
Yeah, yeah. What's this? Is there an Irish bar? There is. There has to be.
What was the food like?
It was all right.
Do you get a breakfast or whatever?
Like, you get a powder that's shaped like a. It tastes like a shepherd's pie.
It's all right. Man. Is there, you know, the way we had a couple of contenders to be the first Irish person in space? There was, what's his name? Mr. Renault bloke. Bill Cullen.
Oh, Bill Cullen was going to go on the Virgin Galactic, but that never happened. I don't think that ever happened.
And then
happened.
Who was the other?
The financial crash.
Who was the other fella that was going to be a contender for it as well?
I can't remember. There was a woman up for the astronaut. There was going to be a woman astronaut from Ireland. I remember there was a story a few years ago. She was going to be our first spacer, and I don't know if it ever happened or not.
Yeah.
If she was in the space station. I don't know. But I do think Irish people being involved in the space race is a good idea, because the International Space Station, very boring place to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it'd be good. You send up a couple of Americans and the Russians, and they go up and, you know, they do the work, and you have someone nice and Irish to lighten the mood, you know, keep things trucking along. You know, an old sing song at night, you know.
Yeah, exactly. We'd be providing the light entertainment.
You can space race, you know, come 8 o'clock, he pulls out, you know, come out, job like a hands, come out and fight me like a man. You know what I mean? I think it'd be, it's not a bad idea. I'm sure that's not what they're planning. I'm sure that's definitely not what Minister Halligan is planning. They've got all these ideas. I suppose if they want to just join, they want us to join CERN, which is the other thing. CERN being the European NASA,
right,
based in Switzerland. But again, I mean, do we have better things to be? I mean, build shuttles and rent them out. That's Fine Gael government, that's what they're going to want to do, isn't it?
Right.
They'll be there going, there's a shuttle there. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, you can fit a washing machine and a microwave into it. And they're going to send it to space? Absolutely not. Yeah. I mean, you'd fill a family of six
at least
in that
two, at least two families.
Two families of six living in it. Rented out in Dunleary. £1,200 a month. Not a bother. Should be delighted they have such a thing.
Yeah.
And then they can shoot them into space and they'll have a wonderful view.
Just put them into orbit.
Sounds perfect.
No, you couldn't put them in. They wouldn't mind charge them ground rent.
A few people out my way would go to orbit before they go to the north side. It's a disgrace.
80s classic from the Eurythmics. Thorn in my side here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8:22 on this Thursday. Quick reminder, just a couple of days left for our Head Bombs competition. Yesterday, of course, was the day that you could pick up your Let's Talk Summer Head Bombs calendars absolutely free. You can get them from Vodafone stores all around the country and from childline.ie if you want to check it out. It's kind of full of all these suggestions, activities, you know, little pointers and stuff about maybe chatting to kids or stuff to involve them in and all
plenty
that.
Plenty of advice, summer. Basically, for everything over the summer for anyone that might be feeling a bit of stress or a bit of anxiety or a bit of, I don't know, just any sort of worries at all, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
We forget that the little people have big problems too.
I'm surprised they didn't use that on the poster. Little people have big problems too.
I guess little people don't like being referred to as little people, but you know what I mean.
Listen, we've got a €300 Smith's Toy Superstore voucher to give away today. Another one tomorrow, of course. And we've a copy of the Let's Talk Summer Head Bombs calendar up for grabs as well. And basically, we just want to find out what those problems might be.
What are they? Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, so far, we've had people who were worried about starting in a new school. They were worried about whether they would make friends.
Yeah, someone worried about books. Yeah. Would they have the right books when they start school again and what all that stress that involves.
Exams came into it for somebody.
Exams, not even tests. Yeah, going back after someone, they have to sit tests straight away, which is grossly unfair. Yeah. But there you go. That was another worry, yeah.
So whatever it could be for maybe the child in your family, whatever it happens to be, if you fancy letting us know about it and they want to have a little chat with our magic mic about it, they could pick up that €300 Smith's Toy Superstore voucher. So 087-188-0008. Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls, Classic Hits. Thursday, 20th of June, Friday's Eve. Touching distance of the weekend, folks. Good to have you along. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Just coming up on 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. You might be only just over your breakfast, but if your mind has already started to wander
as to
what you might have for your lunch or for your dinner this evening, you've got a bit of advice.
Sorry, I'm actually not. Look how rude I'm being.
Are you starting to get drooly, are you?
I'm getting extraordinarily drooly. It's National Burger Day. National Burger Day, everybody. So believe it or not, if you go to nationalburgerday.ie.
Oh, there's an actual website for it and everything.
There's a website now for it. Yeah, you can go there and it'll list all the places that are participating in National Burger Day. A lot of places giving out free burgers today. And let's be quite honest, is there anything in the world better than a big juicy burger with a load of chips and a bit of peace and quiet? Maybe washed down with a dirty old milkshake. Whatever it is, who cares? There's no better thing than a burger day. So if you're feeling a bit of a low ebb today, treat yourself to a burger. Today's the day to do it, I have to say.
2-for-1 offers and all that as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's free burgers banging around all over the country. Like, there's loads. There's an amazing Instagram page, by the way, that the National Burger Day people have linked themselves onto. I'm just looking at pictures of delicious burgers here at the moment. I have to say,
I mean, this is food porn, isn't it?
Ah, it's ridiculous. I don't know what it is about Cork City, by the way. Anyone who's been in Cork City lately will know that burger shops have taken over. Whatever it is about Cork and burgers, they've got a love and an affinity for the burger like the Dublin people have for the donut shop. I don't know what it is. Look at Jim, I can't even get his attention. I've actually lost him. Look.
Sorry, what?
It's like holding a stick in front of a dog. Or like holding chocolate in front of a dog. Look at him. He's unbelievable. Ah, Jim. Ah, Jim, this is disgraceful. Would you wipe the size of your mouth for the love of God? That's
burgers.
Unreal, isn't it?
Burgers.
Do you have a favourite burger in Dublin? Actually, that's one that's worth asking. I'll tell you my favourite burger in Ireland. Will
right,
I?
Okay.
It's this place in Cork called Son of a Bun, right?
Son of a Bun. Like it already.
And they do this burger called The Black. Right?
Yeah.
The Black, it's called. It's a big burger and it's got like a patty of mashed Clonakilty black pudding on the top of it. Oh my God.
Fantastic.
I swear to God, even just talking to you about it, now all I can see is your mouth looks like a burger.
My head's turned into that burger.
Yeah.
Are you having a Homer Simpson moment there?
All I can see is,
just don't start licking me face.
You look like
when
a shiny
start,
black pudding.
You start pudding. Doing that, it's...
You look like a shiny black pudding waving at me next to a bowl of chips. Yeah.
I don't know if there's one particular kind of like brand... But my favourite burger would have to have bacon and cheese on it.
Really?
Yeah. Wherever it happens to be. It doesn't matter which the burger joint is, but if I'm going to go for it, I'm going to go for it with bacon and cheese.
Well, I'm going to say something controversial.
There's
now.
To be fair, there's actually a local chipper in error in Renwood Village that does a thing called the half pounder, right?
Yeah.
I know, yeah. And it's absolutely fantastic.
Because it's a half a pound of old meat.
It's a half a pound.
Probably doesn't even come with bread. Just puts it into his hand.
And the thing about it is then, and then I go and ask for it to have bacon and cheese on it as well.
Of course you do. Of course he does. Isn't that unreal?
Yeah. So wherever it would happen to be, I love a good burger.
Yeah,
I love a good burger.
I'm going to say something controversial now.
Right,
I think bacon ruins a burger. I'm sorry.
Ah, you're an idiot.
It ruins a burger.
I'm going to say
all you taste is the
now.
Rasher.
You're an idiot.
That's not controversial. That's something that gets repeated time and time again on this show. Time and time and constantly and over and over again. But now here's a question.
See, there's one. Somebody's out there texting in a burger with an egg and bacon on it.
Love it. Love the egg.
You see, the egg wouldn't
love
do it for me.
The
and
egg.
I love eggs, as you well know. But it was for some reason on a burger, though, it was just...
I don't understand you. You like it's like you have all the basics, and then a fundamental flaw that trips up the whole apple cart altogether.
Just when you start believing in me, PJ, I let you down.
You let me down, but you're turning a burger into a rasher sandwich with a bit of meat. I don't get it. What's Mike like? I'd say Mike's he's mad. He'd like avocados and all. He'd like one of those. Well, here's the bets: open burger, right?
Yeah,
but it's a fish burger. An open burger.
And it has to be served in a coconut shell.
Yeah.
With
avocado buns, not bread buns. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Close, Mike. Are we
close? I'll tell you something, lads. Smashed avocado and cheese.
Brilliant.
Blue cheese.
Unbelievable.
He never lets you down. The blue cheese thing's not a bad call.
But you know what?
On a burger! Blue cheese on a burger!
Blue cheese on a burger is unbelievable.
Blue cheese on a burger! Gee,
can I just say, me Mrs. Sinead does the nicest
burgers. Bad enough
on
a cracker.
Now, I'm not looking for kudos.
Does the what?
But she does. Me Mrs. Sinead does the nicest burgers. Lamb burgers.
Look at
Lamb
Licky.
Burgers are very good. Actually.
Licky Mickey. Look at him. Trying to get himself a free burger.
By the way, Sinead, I'm sorry.
Look at that.
We're all going around to Mike's house.
Licky Mickey, hoping you get a text message. Go on then. Pick up some blue cheese on the way home.
I'll do your smashed avocados for you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, unbelievable. Look at that.
Yeah.
Sorry I involved you in that at all, I am.
Somebody says, has to be a hickory rasher when you're putting your bacon
What's
on your burger.
What's a hickory rasher?
Hickory.
Is that from a pig that plays the banjo?
It's like a... It's like when you said yesterday, what did you say? Putting your hickory dickory into your dock.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. If somebody's really zest-selled, it feels like they're putting their hickory dickory into your dock.
Completing
the package, yeah.
Fantastic.
I don't know. I'm shocked at the blue cheese statement. She's even shocked at the bacon statement.
Shane maintains some place called Handsome Burger is the best burger in Ireland, in Galway.
That's the one. No, he's right. That won it.
That actually won.
Yeah, they did do a competition, and Handsome Burger in Galway is actually apparently the greatest burger shop in Ireland. It got 20,000 enthusiasts cast the votes for the best burger in Ireland, and Handsome Burger won. Sorry, I got carried away and didn't bother mentioning them at all.
Yeah.
But apparently that's the best one, yeah. It's definitely better than Licky Mickey's Blue Cheese Supreme and your feckin' pound of ham in a bun.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, just today and tomorrow, of course, left to win the Breakfast Table Quiz, trying to beat a score of 11 at the moment, scored yesterday by Michael Reedy, and it's the chance to win a spectacular prize. A couple of nights staying in the 5-star G Hotel and Spa, a luxurious experience like no other. Enjoying cooked breakfast to order, continental spread each morning, full use of the G's luxurious thermal spa, meal for two in the 2x AA Rosette award-winning restaurant, GG's.
And the score set was 11 by Michael Reedy earlier in the week. Or yesterday, wasn't it?
Yesterday.
Actually, he came on. He had a hell of a bash in it yesterday. Now it's Deirdre Ward and me that's going to have a go. Hi, Deirdre.
Morning, PJ. Morning, Jim. How are you?
Very well, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm grand.
We interrupt you having a little chat with somebody?
I was just telling the lads at work. I'm on Classic Kitchen.
Brilliant. So are they going to give you a dig out?
I don't know, I better put you on speakerphone in case they might.
Right, okay.
Well, okay, as long as the reception isn't too bad, you're allowed to cheat and get as much help as you can.
I'll try by myself, go ahead.
Right, okay, yeah. Because they're probably no use anyway, Deirdre, are they?
Well, I'm not bad at all.
Right, so we have a decent score to try and get, Deirdre, as well. So 12 is what we need to take the lead. 11, okay. Of course, you can't do draws. So how are you feeling about it?
I'm nervous as hell, but you'll do them for the crack.
Okay. You'll be flying, flying. Right, ready to go?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
In what country is Tel Aviv?
Iran.
Israel. In the film The Poseidon Adventure, what turns upside down?
The boat.
Yeah. Which 60s pop group comprised of Mike, Peter, Mikey and Davey?
Monkeys.
Yeah. Which country is known as Kimru in its native language?
I don't know.
Wales. What is the name for a plant whose life cycle lasts more than 2 years?
Perennial.
Which berries are traditionally served as a sauce with a turkey at Christmas?
Cranberry.
What country do tapas bars originate from?
Spain.
What is the scientific name for animals lacking backbones?
Don't know.
Invertebrates. On what object would a blacksmith fashion a horseshoe?
Steel. Iron.
Yeah, the anvil. What does a dermatologist specialise in?
Skin.
Who was the voice behind the radio broadcast of War of the Worlds?
Oh, Orson Welles.
In which Scottish city is the film Trainspotting set?
Glasgow.
It's Edinburgh. In the USA, what's famously carved into Mount Rushmore?
Faces of the Present.
In which year was the Chernobyl nuclear disaster?
1980.
What were the... Oh, I was hoping I'd get that one last in. Oh, can I get it in? Oh, Mike says I can.
Wait a second. 1980. What'd you go for there?
Six.
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh,
well
sorry. Done. I thought, were you saying that? No. I was trying to get you another answer.
By the way, sorry, Mike, is the anvil steel thing, that's okay, right? Okay.
Yeah, so we'll give you steel. We'll give you steel for anvil.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10.
Oh,
that's not bad, Deirdre. Not bad at all.
Just came up a fraction short. That's
yeah,
the I'll
tell you,
thing.
Yeah. And in fairness, there's a few tricky fellas in there. Kimru. Oh, I don't even know if I said it right.
This morning, definitely.
Listen, yeah, Deirdre, it was a brave effort. Well done you for having
a
go.
A million, guys.
Have a great day. Cheers.
See you, bye.